NPR's Guy Raz is embedded with the 1st Brigade of the 4th Infantry Division of the U.S. Army. He went along on a raid in the early hours of this morning, and he joins us now. Hi there, Guy.
Hi, Michelle.
So what can you tell us about what you saw today?
Well, last night, this latest operation, which is being called Operation Ivy Serpent, was launched in two separate provinces north of Baghdad. One here in the Saladin province, that's near Tikrit, and another in the Diyala province, which is just north of Baghdad. That's a neighboring province to Diyala province. Now, the idea behind the operation is to find any remaining fighters targeting U.S. forces, and of course any weapons that they might have. Last night, at least four suspected pro-Saddam fighters were killed by U.S. soldiers in the Diyala province, part of the raid. And about four dozen Iraqis were arrested. And Michelle, at this point, it's still unclear what kinds of weapons were seized, but we do know that among the men arrested, at least three of them were high-level officers in either the Ba'ath Party or in the Iraqi army.
You talk about these house-to-house searches in some of the areas, but why were these particular raids launched right now?
It's very, very deliberate, actually. This week marks two major Ba'ath Party anniversaries, both of them, of course, in July 1958. One was on the 14th of July when Iraq's monarchy was overthrown, and then the other happened on the 17th of July when the Ba'ath Party basically consolidated its rule in Iraq. And according to the military officers with the 4th Infantry Division, there was some very strong intelligence that this week would actually be used by those anti-U.S. fighters to launch a wave of attacks. So what the division commanders did was they decided to launch a sort of preemptive strike and clear out any remaining weapon stockpiles or potential leaders from areas that are very vulnerable, like the area here near Tikrit, which of course was Saddam Hussein's hometown.
Now, having followed these troops, how much of a sense do you have on the ground of the extent of the raids?
Well, I was attached to mainly a scouting unit, and their job, as always, is to head out early to scout an area and prepare the groundwork for the armored infantry unit. So around nightfall last night, we headed out to an area near Tikrit on a patrol, a routine patrol, except we didn't leave. And at around 4 in the morning, the unit sealed off a 4-mile by 4-mile perimeter near Tikrit, of course, the area that was targeted. And so anyone attempting to escape would be caught. Now, the unit did detain some Iraqis, but all of them were eventually released by the time the first leg of the operation ended at about 10 a.m. local time this morning.
There's been a lot of reporting in recent weeks about morale suffering among U.S. forces in Iraq. What was the mood of the soldiers you were traveling with?
You know, Michelle, morale in this part of central Iraq is quite good. And surprisingly, it's different than the experiences I've had in other parts of Iraq where I've spoken to soldiers. In part, I think because the 4th Infantry Division in and around Tikrit have occupied palaces, actually, built by Saddam. So, for example, the main division headquarters here has this very, very gaudy swimming pool, as you might imagine, with these elaborate decorations and chandeliers. And, of course, it was originally built for Saddam, but now it's being used as a sort of recreation facility for troops from the division to sort of, you know, regroup for a few days, relax and swim. They can rent bikes. They can ride around the ground. So, you know, even though there's been this enormous spike in attacks against soldiers in Iraq and even against soldiers in the 4th Infantry Division, the troops I've spoken here really feel prepared to deal with them.
NPR's Guy Raz with U.S. Forces in Iraq, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.